Welcome to Lemons and Limes, the David and Abigail show. I'm David, and this is my co-host and sister. I almost said my Abigail and sister. Abigail.
My Abigail and sister.
Yes.
Hi. What's up?
Hi.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I haven't decided what I'm doing. I keep forgetting every time.
Yeah, every time. And then, it just happens, and you're like, oh, crap. I didn't prepare for this.
See, the problem is I keep forgetting which one I used the last time.
I think you used both last time.
Oh, yeah.
When I was editing it, I was like,
it's me, I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what? Well, I want to do, I'm here. So remind me next time to say I'm here.
Okay. Maybe we should write this down.
Maybe I should. Oh, well, we should put this, okay. Never mind. Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Well, this is very important. We'll talk about it later.
it's very important.
Well, we have our notebook. We'll put it in there.
Yep.
So anyway, welcome to the show, everyone.
Yes, welcome.
I don't know if we do a proper introduction, but this is a show about us. It's not anything particular. We're just brother and sister hanging out, talking about things.
We're not particular.
What?
You said it's a show about us, not about anything particular. We're not particular.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know you were getting so offended. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just hurt your feelings or whatever.
I'm very hurt.
Apparently, Abby's triggered. Okay, cool. Let's move on. All right.
Alex.
Wait, what?
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so I know what I want to talk about first. I want to talk about the cheese and bacon fries that you sent me today.
Well, I didn't send them to you. What? I just sent you a picture.
You know what I mean? Dear God.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like that to everyone else.
Oh, my gosh. All right, yeah. So Abby was eating cheese and bacon fries.
I just sent from New York to California. I sent him cheese and bacon fries.
That would be really gross. Let's not
do that.
That
would be so gross. Maybe if you freeze-dried them and then, thaw them out.
No, don't think about it too much.
All right. Don't draw into this.
Tell me about these fries, because you had me at bacon.
Actually, I should post this in my story, but I don't know if anyone was... No, I should.
Oh, yeah.
I should do it right now.
Well, priorities, Abby. We're recording a podcast.
Oh, sorry. I forgot about that.
So tell me about the fries. I'm really excited.
Oh, I didn't save the photo. Never mind.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. Oh, you sent it to me. You could save it.
Yeah, I took it on that platform, and then I sent it to you that way.
Okay. It's a great story.
Anyway, so I got it at this place. Can I say what the place is?
I mean, that's up to you.
It's just this place that shells.
Shells.
Wow, we can't talk today. Okay. Mm. What is wrong with us? that sells Philly cheesesteaks. It's a chain, though, but they're actually pretty well known in this area for their cheesesteaks. Well, anyway, that's not the point. They have these cheese and bacon fries. And I got them, and I was immediately thinking of David, and so I sent him a picture. But then it was so funny, because, right after I sent you the picture, I was, trying to eat them still, and I kept, burning my tongue, because they were so hot.
Yeah.
But they were so good, though.
That's funny.
So, it hurts so good.
I mean, they sound good. They were good.
Yeah, they actually were. The cheese didn't taste too, gross. It didn't taste
no,
too,
I know what you mean.
Cheesy, nasty cheese. Because it's, that liquid kind of cheese.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
It wasn't gross, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you if the cheese was gross. Because that would be the first thing that would be, not appetizing,
Yeah, and the bacon tasted like real bacon. I thought it was actually a pretty good job for a place like this, because this place is
what's a fast food place?
It's fast food, so it's I don't know. I mean, it's not like they're making the cheese and bacon right there. I don't think. Maybe they are. Actually, you know what? Maybe they do make the bacon right there, because I think I've seen them make bunches. You don't bunch up bacon and cook it, but.
Maybe at least the bacon.
Bunch of bacon, on the flat top, and they just cook it up, and then they chop it up. Oh, they do make it there. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Next
time I'm in New York and we're in that area, we should totally get it, because it would be super easy for us to just grab them,
Yeah, I got the small size, because I was just eating them, but you can get, larger size.
Yeah, we should totally do that, sure. Because I don't remember if we talked about this last time, but I'm going to be in New York, in a few weeks from the time that we recorded this, so.
Yeah.
Oh, I might have mentioned this. We're going to a friend's wedding. So yeah, super dope. Actually, that kind of leads into the story I was going to talk about. So I start work at like 8 in the morning, right? Which is like pretty average, you know.
Yeah.
8 or like 9 is pretty average. But I am not a morning person, like, at all. My alarm will go off for like forever before I have to wake up. It annoys, well, I don't know. Maybe not annoys, but it, like, my roommate definitely notices because he wakes up way before I do. But like, I set my actual alarm and then I set my phone's alarm because I'm afraid I'm not going to wake up. So I'll just have two simultaneous alarms going off at the same time just to wake me up. Anyway, so why this leads into my story is because, so my friend, a friend of mine who, we're also just incidentally, we're coworkers at the moment too. She's coming to New York with us because it's the same mutual friend that is getting married. And so, she texted me, it was like over the weekend, I believe. And, I didn't actually see it until the morning, but like, I just happened to wake up and look at my phone and it was still really early. And I look at my phone. And she's like, hey, so my car broke down. Would you be able to give me a ride to work? And I was like, and so I'm like, I was like, oh no, I need to like get up soon then. Because I usually like get up with like just enough time to like get to work and like get ready and get to work, you know?
Yeah.
Like I give myself enough time to like eat something, drink some tea and get ready. Like not and not have to rush, you know? But like still like I need to like move as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And I've been getting to work at a pretty good time, like, lately, which is good, but I was like, oh, no, I need to, like, actually just, like, get up and not, like, keep sleeping, so, but yeah, so, so I texted her back, and I was like, oh, I didn't see this last night, but do you still need a ride? And she's like, yeah, it would be really great if you could, and so she sends me her address, and I know she lives, like, around here, but, like, I didn't know where she lived, and as it turns out, she lives 5 minutes away from me, and she lives on the way to work, like, if I went in that direction, and it's actually a good direction to go in, too, so it worked out, but, so the funny thing was, is I was, this, it got me thinking about it, and I've thought about this before, which is really funny, but have you ever been, like, so tired in the morning that, like, you're getting ready, right? And then you're like about to go, and then you sit there and you're like, and you're trying to think and remember so hard. You're like, did I put on deodorant? And you're just like so tired. You're like, wait, did I do that already? Wait, hold on.
Oh man.
Because like I get ready and I do everything else, and then I'm like, wait, did I put on deodorant yet? I can't remember. And then if I put on too much, then my armpits get really itchy. So like, I don't want to put on too much, and I don't want, like, too little or none.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I've done that with that, and then I've done that with some other things, too, but there's one thing, I don't know, there's, like, one main thing I won't mention, but...
Is it, like, womanly things?
It's kind of like any one things.
Mm.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that, and like I'll take like vitamins in the morning, you know, just like multivitamins and like vitamin C and stuff. But like I'll also like think about it. I'm like, wait, did I take them? I don't remember because I'm just like doing. I'm like on autopilot, you know.
Yeah, you don't put them in a pill box, so you don't see that you took it.
I have a pill box, and I really should just put them in there.
I know. I've like, we don't need to keep talking about this, but like I have like so many like things I take, and like just supplements and like some medications and things, and like. I keep not putting them in pill boxes, like, every week. I've gotten this bad habit of not doing it. So, like, every single day, I'm, like, getting everything out.
Yeah.
Or I just, like, with my vitamins, I'm like, oh, forget it. I don't have time, you know?
Yeah.
There's so many things and supplements and stuff, and it's like...
Yeah. I really should just put mine in, because it would just make it easier. Because right now, I just take everything out, you know? And it would
it's
actually...
It's a couple things. It's not a big deal, but it's, like, if it's a bunch of things, then...
Yeah. But, anyway, I... It's funny because this is actually like one of my pet peeves of like just basically not being able to remember whether I put on deodorant or not in the morning is one of my biggest pet peeves in life.
that is like so relatable though. I think everyone,
I know.
Especially like sometimes for me too, it's also like, did I put it on again? Because sometimes I like to put it on again after work when I'm changing to go somewhere in the evening.
Yeah
You know, so like like for like my church group or whatever, or just like whatever it is, I don't know.
Yeah, but. Like, you know, yesterday I Real talk. I definitely put on deodorant, I believe. And by the end of the day, and this doesn't usually happen to me, but like by the end of the day, I took a shower and like I kind of like smelled myself and was like, whoa, I'm glad I'm taking a shower. Like, why do I smell so bad? I didn't do anything. Like,
now, did you smell yourself like when you got in the shower before you started like washing yourself?
Yeah.
See, I've done that too. Like, you get in the shower, it's almost like it's like the steam from the shower or something, yeah, like wafts, like, yeah, and it like makes the smell on you smell worse, you know, yeah, like in the air,
like it amplifies like it.
You actually smell it in the air.
Yeah,
I've had that happen to me.
And like, it wasn't like really bad, but it was like, it was enough to be like, I'm glad I'm showering, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just sweated. Yeah. I don't know. It's been really hot here, and it's funny because it cooled off a little bit, but then it shot right back up. Like, last night, I was actually just telling you this before we started recording during our pre-show. Like you were saying it was 48 degrees Fahrenheit. And
well, like, the lowest I think it got was, like, 48 last night.
Yeah, and for me, last night, it was, like, 11 p.m. Like, I came home late because I was out, and... That sounds like I was partying. I wasn't. I was with my girlfriend's family. and her cousins came over too. Her like extended family. Anyway, but I don't live far from her, so I got home like kind of late, and it was 80. Like it was 80 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm saying Fahrenheit because the rest of the world uses Celsius, so like you can Google search that.
48 like at like 2 or 3 in the morning, not when I was awake.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. Like, I just know the lowest it got last night was like 48-ish. Maybe it could have been 47, 49, I don't know.
Okay.
But I heard it was like 48 or something.
Yeah, because like right now our low is like 70.
Like when I went inside it was like 50.
Yeah. Right now it says it's 100 degrees.
That was like
exactly.
At like 12 something in the morning, yeah.
Yeah. Like it's
100 degrees, holy crap.
Yeah, 100 degrees exactly, and our low is 70 degrees Fahrenheit. So.
Yeah. And if people don't know, you're in California.
Yeah, so it's pretty.
In Central Valley, and then
yeah,
I'm
pretty
in
warm.
Upstate New York.
And, yeah, like by next month, I think, like it'll start to cool off again. But even like in September, it's pretty warm here. So, but yeah, I was just surprised. I was just surprised at my scent by the end of the day. I think I was just sweating. I don't know. I must have just been warm. But
anyway,
we don't need to keep talking about my bodily functions.
That's probably wise.
Look, real talk, all right? People smell, and you take showers, and that's why you take showers.
Yes.
We did it. Adulting, grown up. Not even adulting, it's just a
that's
normal thing.
That's not adulting, this is like...
No.
Peopling.
No, like, peopling. I mean,
I don't know if that's a word.
I mean, like, when you're a kid and you're like, I don't want to take a bath, you know? Like, and your parents...
I still don't like taking showers.
Oh,
like...
Yeah. Well, it's funny, because, like, we've actually talked about this a little bit, too, but,
wait,
like...
I thought it was actually on our thing to talk about, but I don't see it on here.
About showers?
Yeah, I want to talk about that sometime.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, this is perfect time. Go ahead.
No, it's just that I think a lot of people can relate to this, and I know some people, like, other podcasts I've listened to, like or just people in general, like, they can relate to this. Like, I do not like taking showers. I'm not, like, saying this because, like, I'm this gross person that doesn't like to clean themselves. Like,
no.
When I get in the shower, I like feeling clean afterwards.
Yeah.
I just don't like the whole process of actually what
doing
I have
it.
To do. Like, yeah, of everything that I have to do. Get wet, get soapy, get, like, get soap in my eyes for my shampoo, like...
And then, like, dry off and all that, you know?
Yeah, and then, like, you get out and you're either freezing or too hot, and it's like, you can't ever get a happy medium because,
nope.
You know, that just doesn't happen. And
no.
And it's like... Because I know, like, for us, like, in the winter... Because it's pretty cold here. Like, I'm usually, like, freezing when I get out of the shower. Even if I have, like, the shower, like, really hot.
Yeah, because like, by the time you leave, then you're just, like, super cold.
Yeah, like, I get out, and it's, like, I'm freezing. And then, like, even though we have the heat on in the house, it's still cold.
Yeah.
And then, like, in the summer, it can be, like, 80 out, and it doesn't usually get too hot, like, in California. But it can get 80, 90 sometimes. And we have the air conditioning on. But, like, I'll... So, like, we have the air conditioning on, and I get in the shower, and I feel like, oh, this is too cold. Like I can't have it, like, on a cooler, like, temperature, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, so I keep getting it warmer and warmer and warmer. Like, oh, this feels good. And then I get out. I'm like, oh, I'm so hot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't even, like, I can't make it, like, right, you know? I can't make it, like, work.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I sometimes, like, because I usually take showers in the evenings instead of the morning. That's actually also an interesting, like, question to ask people. Like, it's a strange thing, like, when you think about it. But, like, you know, some people are a evening shower and some people are a morning shower, you know? But, so I usually take it in the evening. And
oh, yeah, I take mine in the evenings, too.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just
do not have the motivation to take a shower in the morning. I already hate it enough anyway.
Well, that's the thing. And I already even just mentioned, like, I am not a morning person. So, like, the last thing I want to do is get up and take a shower. Like,
well, some people say they need it to help them wake up.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't help me wake up. No. Like,
and I have taken showers in the morning if I have to. Like, it's happened before, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, but so I'll take it in the evening. And, sometimes I dread it. I'm just like, I don't really want to. Like, but then, like, when I do it, like, and then it's just, like, not that bad, you know? But then, like, on the other hand, like, I'm drying off, I'm all wet. And then, like, I'm trying to go to bed, you know, too. And if I, like, go to bed right after I take a shower, then, like, my hair is still a little bit wet, too, so... But
yeah,
like, ideally if I take a shower before I'm like fully going to bed, then that's like a little bit better. But but yeah, I was glad I took it yesterday though. I was just like, huh, I'm not fresh right now, huh.
I'm not fresh right now.
Yeah,
that's fine. So I had something surprising happen to me today at work.
Uh-huh.
It's actually like today, like the day that we're recording is when it happened.
Yeah.
We had a customer and we get like online orders, you know, and like I work at a coffee shop. It's like a chain coffee shop, you know, and so this lady comes up and gets her order. She's like, oh, I didn't order like this. And she basically, like, what she ordered was a cold brew with like vanilla in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a special drink that we make. It's called kind of something else, but it's basically just like cold brew with vanilla and like cream in it, you know?
Yeah.
And so she's like, no, so I didn't want the vanilla sweet cream. I want soy. And I'm like, okay. Then I said to her, and this is like in the middle of like all these like drinks, all these customers, and I'm making drinks and stuff. And I'm like, okay, ma'am, I can make you whatever you want differently. Like, if this is not what you want, but let me explain to you how you can order it next time.
Yeah.
Like, so you know. And I told her, I said, just order a cold brew with vanilla and soy. And so, she's like, yeah, but, like, she's like, well, I order it with soy because I can't do dairy.
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah, I understand, but, like, you don't want to order a vanilla sweet cream cold brew if you don't want the dairy. It's more expensive than ordering a cold brew with vanilla and soy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, that's a particular drink.
Yeah, it's like a signature drink. So, like. And then she's like, well, I mobile ordered it, and I substituted the vanilla sweet cream for the soy, and I added, like, all these things to it. And I'm like, well, what were they? She's like, well, I wanted whipped cream, and the soy, yeah, the vanilla, the soy, the whipped cream, and cinnamon powder. And I'm, like, thinking, like, okay, you just said you can't do dairy. You want whipped cream on it. But I didn't say anything. And I was, like, very confused. And I just kind of made it for her. And she was just, like, she kept, like, telling me, like, trying to tell me, like, she's had to order this, like, vanilla sweet cream cold brew and then substitute these things for it. But I kept telling her she needs to order a different way because
yeah,
it wouldn't work that way. So anyway, It was very confusing and very frustrating, but, like, I held, like, I kept my cool, and, and I'm not saying I'm this amazing person, but I was a lot nicer about it than I thought I would expect I would be.
Yeah.
And, like, this is in, like I said, this is in the middle of, like, all these drinks that I'm, like, trying to make, you know? I'm, like, still making drinks while I'm talking to her, trying to figure this out, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so, I finally make it for her, and she leaves, and my coworker's like, oh my gosh, like, I wouldn't have been able to, like, and she's, like, above me, you know? She's like, I wouldn't have been able to, like, keep my cool with that. I would have been like, you can't do dairy, but you can have whipped cream? Like, she's like, I would have told her that, like, and, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I was just like, yeah, I don't know, whatever. And then, so, we were, because we kept talking about it, like, because we were all just so, like, frustrated about what just happened, like, like, and how crazy it was, and how it didn't make any sense at all. She comes back, like, 2 hours later.
Oh, my gosh.
And she, and, no, but this is actually the good part.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's all funny, but it's, like, this is actually a really nice part. She comes up, and, like, I just happened to be over there, but I wasn't making drinks anymore.
Yeah.
And, or maybe I was on a different part making drinks, but not, like, the same area I was before. And she comes over, she's like, which one of you was I talking to before? And then, like, they all point to me. And I'm like, oh, my.
Oh, no.
And she's like, I feel so bad about what happened before. Here, take this. And she hands me $2.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. And she was like, yeah, I just feel so bad about what happened. And I'm like, you don't have to do that. And she's like, no, I feel like I should.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. And so, and then she just left. And, but technically, you know, I have to, it's not really, like, for me, though. Like, all our tips go distributed to all of us. But,
yeah,
you know, it's a thought that counts. Like,
yeah.
But, like, I thought it was really sweet, like, that she actually came back and did that. And then, like, my coworker, the one who said before, who said she probably wouldn't have kept her cool like I did, like, she said, you know what, she probably just needed her coffee, you know, like, she probably just was really in, like, a mood where she needed her coffee.
Yeah.
You know, and she didn't really know what she was really thinking and stuff. Yes. Like, she didn't say that part, I just added that, but, like, you know, it's just, she probably just needed her coffee, and I don't know, but it was just kind of neat, because, like, it just all worked out really well in the end, and usually that doesn't happen at my work with customers, like, people just leave, and they just forget about us, and they're like, whatever, and
yeah, yeah, they just write you off, and don't do things like that.
Yeah, so it was just kind of neat, like, so, like, they were all saying, like, oh my gosh, this, like, never happens.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Apparently you're special.
Apparently.
Well, that's really neat, though. That's nice of her for, like, coming back and, like, kind of making it right in a way, you know? Or at least, like, saying something, you know? Even if she didn't give you the money, even just coming back and saying something, you know? Like, just being like, I'm so sorry. Like, you didn't deserve to, like, be put through that. I'm so sorry. You were just trying to help me.
I mean, she may have, like, looked at her, like, mobile order later and was like, oh, none of what I did, nothing that I did made any sense.
Yeah.
Like, and it didn't go through the way I wanted it to because of that. Because you can't really, like, substitute that, like, all those things for the vanilla sweet cream, you know, like, you want to, you know what I mean? Like, you have to, like, order a different way to, like, get it the way she wanted it to. And it's kind of hard to explain. I don't know if you understand it, but
yeah. Well, and then ordering things over an app is actually what's supposed to be easy, but, like, unless you really, really know, like, how to do it, like, it's probably more complicated, too. Like, it probably, I don't know, like, it's almost easier just to, like, talk to a barista and be like, this is what I want, you know?
I think for our app, like, it depends on what it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, because there's certain things you can just get very easily, very, like, because I've even used it for other, because it's a chain, I've used it other places, like, you know, that, when I've gone there, you know, like,
yeah,
like, it, you can pretty much specify whatever you want, but the problem is, like, I know what you mean, though, what you're saying is, because the problem is that people don't understand that, like, if it doesn't work one way, they don't understand that it'll probably work a different way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I do, actually, yeah.
It's kind of like that with, like, technology, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's always like, or it's actually always like that with technology, you know?
Yeah.
And people get stuck in, like, this one mindset kind of thing, you know? And they're like, oh, it has to be, it's just, this is the only cold brew they have. this is the only way they make it, so I have to substitute everything I want for this cold brew.
Yeah.
But there's really, like, a plain one where you can just add whatever you want to, you know what I mean? So.
Right, yeah. That's, yeah. You know, it's funny, because that reminds me of something else that actually we had on the list, where, do you remember, well, like, basically, like, mistaken food orders?
Mm.
So, like, this is actually just, like, a bad experience, like, ordering food through an app. And the funny thing is that Abby was there. She was visiting California for the first time. And we got Chipotle. Like we can just talk about Chipotle, like, whatever, you know.
we like Chipotle. We're not, like, going to bash it or anything, but,
no.
You know.
No, and see, actually...
We really do like Chipotle.
And the thing is that I was upset, like, when this happened, but, like, And I'll just prefix this with, like, I have nothing against Chipotle. I like Chipotle. I eat Chipotle a lot. And the place, the particular location that I went to, I went back, like, later and told them what happened. And they kind of, like, righted the wrong, you know? Like, and they gave me a free, like, bowl because I got a bad order before. Anyway, so this is what happened, though. Like, so Abby's visiting. Let me paint the picture. Abby's visiting California. We're hungry, and we're like, you know what? Like, because Abby makes really good food. I don't know if we've talked about this, but Abby cooks a lot. And so, you know, I told her, though, I was like, you don't have to cook, like, every night, you know? We don't have to make you do that, obviously. Maybe we didn't really plan anything that night, or it might have been, like, one of the first days you were there, but, so instead, we were like, why don't we just, like, get Chipotle? You know, we can go pick it up. It's not that far from where I was living at the time. So I order it online to make it, like, easier. And because I'm just like, yeah, I'll just, like, order it and I'll go pick it up. And I think you guys stayed behind, question mark?
Yeah, we stayed at the house.
Yeah. So you guys stayed and you just hung out. And I went to go pick it up, and I'm like, okay, well, this will be easy. I'll just take down all your orders now, order it, and then I'll go pick it up. in theory, right? So so I go, and I go grab it, and I get everything. And then, I didn't really think to check it, because I assume we put everything we wanted in the order. So, like, I assume that they would make the correct thing, you know? Because it's very cut and dry, like, everything you want or don't want. Like, Chipotle, if you don't know, it's a very simple, like, quote, Mexican restaurant. But, like, basically, they only have, like, they don't have a lot of things, you know? So you either don't put it on or you do put it on, you know? There's not, like, a lot of things that you could have, like, to make it more complicated, really. So,
Not like Moe's.
Yeah. And so I got a burrito bowl, which is just, instead of it being in a burrito, like, shell or taco, or not taco. What am I looking for?
Instead of it being in a tortilla.
Tortilla. Yeah, so it's not in a tortilla. It's just, like, in, like, a bowl. And so I got, like, my usual order of, like, chicken, rice, like, salsa, lettuce, cheese, that kind of thing. And all they gave me was lettuce. I can't even remember if they had tomato. And chicken. And cheese. Lettuce, chicken, and cheese. That's it. So, and it wasn't even like, it wasn't even like a salad, because without the rice, it felt weird. Like, there was no good texture to it, you know?
Yeah. So you don't get beans, though, do you?
No, I don't usually get beans. But yeah, so, like, it had nothing with it. And I was kind of upset, but, like, I don't know. I wasn't, like, fuming mad, and you guys were kind of like, I mean, like, do you want to go back? I'm like, no, not really. And I think you guys felt bad, but, like, I'm, like, I wasn't gonna, like, let it, like, really get to me. Like, you know, like, I don't know. I'm not really...
You know what I realized we could have done later? We could have made you some rice at their house.
Yeah, we probably should have.
Because they probably had rice.
I'm sure, yeah. Because I at the time, I was living with some friends who were out of town. But, and they probably had rice in their cupboard.
I didn't even think about that. I mean, it takes, like, 20 minutes, though.
Well, you could make it, like, in the microwave or something, too. Maybe a little quicker.
Oh, that's true.
But yeah, so, like, I was disappointed, but I was like, I don't know, I'm not the kind of person that will just, like, be furious mad and, like, go storming back in, you know? Yeah. I was like, all right, whatever, I'll eat my lettuce and chicken and cheese.
Lettuce and chicken.
Well, and the way the cheese melted on the the lettuce was kind of gross, you know? Like, that was the other thing. It was just weird. I don't know. It just had a really weird texture of the whole thing. But,
well, because, like, the pico de gallo wasn't on it. The cover, to be on top of the lettuce and the...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It was just so strange. And you know what? I just remembered, too, that at the same location, I ordered something. I ordered a burrito bowl. A bowl. Not a, like, I know the word burrito's in it, but it's in a bowl. And they gave me an actual burrito. With everything I wanted, to be fair, but it was a burrito. And I was like, okay. I'm going to stop ordering online with you guys. Because, and the funny thing was, is that I love that location. I love the people there. And I'm kind of bummed because I don't live near there anymore. But all the people there were so nice. One of the ladies there was just like super sweet. And one of their managers was like, he was like really awesome. He gave me like free chips like on more than one occasion just because, you know. But like, yeah. And like the last time, and like when I went in there and I told him, I was like, look, this is what happened. And I was very calm about it. And I was like, this is what happened the last time I ordered something. I ordered online and I did not get up what I wanted. And she's like, oh, well, we'll just cover your bowl this time. Like, don't worry about it. I'm like, cool. So yeah. Good job. Good job, Chipotle.
I mean, there's like a couple, like something I could say about like that. I think I've already told you this, but I just say it like on the podcast, like, you know, I mean, because I work in food service, and it's like...
Yeah.
The thing is that... Well, I'm not making excuses for it, but it's like, there's just so much that goes on all at once sometimes.
Yeah.
That you don't really realize what's really happening.
Yeah, and I...
And unfortunately, it doesn't get, like, checked sometimes. You know,
yeah.
Some... Like, I know, like, one restaurant that we've gone to, they, like, double or, like, triple check takeout orders.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, like, I don't think, like, places like Chipotle really do that, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Like, I know we don't, like, and we just do, like, basic food and, like, that we warm up and, you know, drinks and stuff. But, you know, yeah, and I don't know, I think it's just kind of, like, it's definitely something that they need to take responsibility for, but I get it, like, you
yeah.
know, because, like, I've done that, where it's, like, people come back and they're like, oh, this is not what I ordered. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, we didn't mean to do that, you know?
Yeah. And that's kind of what I realized, too. Like, and that's why I wasn't really mad about it either. Like, I was just more like, okay, you know what? I'm just not going to order online because it seems like it's too much. I don't mean this in a bad way, but, like, it was almost like I've had more than one experience where it just didn't come out correct. So I'm like, you know what? It's really not, it doesn't take me that long to go there and order what I want. Watch them make it, put it together, and leave. Like, I could be there in under, like, 2 minutes. You
yeah,
know?
And depending on how well, like, the restaurant is being, like, managed or, like, staffed or whatever, too, you know, and stuff like that.
And actually, to...
It's very complicated.
And actually, to their credit, I don't know if this is their credit, but, like, it actually was a fairly new location. So, like, you know.
Oh.
So that's actually something. Although,
yeah.
Although I would imagine, like, there was probably people who were from other Chipotles that worked there, you know, like, to help start the new location. But yeah. I love Chipotle. Let me just put that out there.
I told you about what happened with me at Allgern, right?
Yes, you did, yeah.
Did I talk about it on the podcast?
I can't remember. I mean, you told me about it, for sure.
I think yours would have come up if I talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah, because I think we were chatting about this before, and then we wrote it down, but, yeah. But that was another situation where they made it right, too. Like, where you definitely got the wrong thing, and then
no,
you were like,
excuse
you.
They made it, like, all better.
Because they sent...
Like,
they,
all better? It sounds like I'm five.
Didn't the manager, like, mail you a gift card, even?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what... Basically, what happened was that they, I ordered, like, this pasta with shrimp and broccoli and stuff, and, at Allgern, and, I get there, and I actually ordered it there, but it was for takeout.
Yeah.
So I waited.
Oh, yeah, you were even there, too.
Yeah, so, like, they said it'd be, like, 15 minutes or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I just kind of, like, get, like, a drink, and I'm just, you know, waiting, and then I kind of come over, and I see if it's done. And they're like, oh, actually, they accidentally made it with chicken, so they have to remake it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it'll be, like, another 10 minutes. And I'm like, okay, fine, you know. And, like, I kind of talked to the manager was kind of talking to me. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry that happened. And, like, you know, we'll get out as soon as we can. he didn't really do anything at that point about it. Yeah. Like, as far as, like, compensating me for anything. Mm-hmm. But, like, I mean, because I just had to wait another 10 minutes. But, so then I get it. And the guy brings it out. He's like, here it is, the shrimp and broccoli and pasta. It was basically, like, a, what's it called? Carbonara.
You know?
And he's like, here, you know, here it is. And here's your soup and your breadsticks. And you're all set. And I'm like, okay, thanks, sticks. You know. And so, yeah. And so I bring it home and I open it and there's no pasta in it.
Oh my gosh.
And there's just shrimp, broccoli, and sauce. And like bacon and stuff.
And that doesn't make any sense because what you ordered was a pasta dish.
I was so mad. Like, I was like, because like that's like the whole, like, I had a bad day and I just really wanted like something like, you know, that would just make me feel a little better, you know? Yeah. And, like, not, like, food, like, replaces, like, you know, whatever. But it's just that, you know, sometimes you just want something nice for yourself.
Yeah,
you know, it's like a $20 meal, you know?
Yeah, you had a hard day, and you just want to go home and eat. And so pick up something nice and go home. Yeah.
Yeah, I deserve something.
Yeah. Yeah, but you are worth it.
I am worth it. Yeah, and then I call him, or I call them, and I ask for the manager. I'm like, please let me talk to the manager.
Excuse yourself, I'm going to talk to him, thank you.
Yeah, and I think it was, like, the assistant manager or something, I don't know, but, because, like, it was, like, the same guy I talked to at the restaurant when they messed up the chicken and the shrimp thing, but, because I could tell, like, by his voice and, like, his name and stuff, but, like, I think the general manager wasn't there at the time, but anyway, I told him what happened and he was like, I'm so sorry. Like, we'll make sure we double check, you know, food better next time or for like other orders and stuff. And like, we'll send you a $30. It was like, you know, cause like, it was like just over $20, like the meal. He's like, we'll send you a $30 gift card. He's like, nice. What's your address and your name and everything? I'm like, okay, cool. You know?
Nice.
So, yeah, so
you made out good on that one.
Yeah, so I even made a few bucks. Yeah, so it was really cool. And so bravo, Olive Garden, for making that right.
But see, you know, that's the thing. Like, most of these places will fix like a mistake like that. And like, we're not trying to be snobby and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe all these fast food, or not, I'm sorry, not fast food, but like these food service people. Like, I have a lot of respect for them. Like, you know, but like when there's a problem, it's nice and it's good when like they have good management that will deal with it and will kind of help you, like, you know, either remake your order or like make right the wrong later. And it's not like we're entitled, but you paid like $20 for a meal that was not correct. Like, that's a waste of money, you know. Like, It's not an entitlement thing. It's you paid like a good chunk of money for a nice meal, and you did not get that.
Yeah, exactly. I was planning on not cooking.
Yeah. Didn't you make pasta or something
for it? I made pasta for it, yeah. Because I wasn't even going to go all the way back there.
No. Like, can I just have some pasta?
No. Like, I really just needed pasta, and we had it in our pantry, so I was like, okay, fine,
at least that was a simple part to make, you know?
Yeah, that was pretty easy.
Yeah.
And actually thought of it too.
Yeah, but bravo if you work in the food service. And you know what, Abby actually does, you know, so like, if you do, bravo, you are the real heroes. And yeah.
Yes, we are.
I'm convinced that anybody who works at Chipotle is just like the nicest person in the world, and I don't know why, but like I always have, like, everybody who works at Chipotle are always so nice. And it's so funny because I never had a reason to talk about this, but it's not even like a creepy nice. It's like everybody's just genuinely a really nice person, and I don't understand why. But it's a good thing.
I interviewed with Chipotle when I was looking for a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like, because I was.
It's almost like a requirement, like for you to be like over the top, like really a really good person.
Yeah, I was looking for a job, and I got the job I have now at a coffee shop. But I interviewed with them, and I was like, wow, this like, seems like. Good place to work, because like they interviewed me and there was like three people that were there that interviewed me.
Yeah.
And all of them were just like, well, there was like one that was kind of like a assistant manager, assistant supervisor type person, and then, like, two of them that were just, like, regular workers. I don't know what they call them.
Oh, okay.
Like, team members or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, probably team members,
like, yeah. Yeah, crew members. You know, they just had them, like, with them. And this is for a new Chipotle that was opening near us, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, we met, like, in a hotel conference room.
Oh.
across the street from where they were going to be opening.
That's funny.
And because they were, like, doing construction and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were just so nice. And they're, like, I think they're, like, feeling me out to see, like, how nice I could be.
Yeah,
you know?
See, that's what I feel like they do. Because like, it's ridiculous how nice they are. And it's great. And I don't
know. Yeah. Like, because it's not like they didn't, I don't think they didn't choose me because they didn't think I would be nice enough or anything. I don't know. They just went another way.
Yeah.
Obviously, I have the job I have now. And I'm, like, constantly nice to people that are, like, jerks, you know? And, like, like, I can do that, you know? And
yeah.
I think they knew I could do that. But, you know, for whatever reason, they went another way. And that's fine. I'm not bitter.
It may have just been experience, because now you have a little bit more.
Yeah, because I really didn't have much work experience. And I had kind of, like, not, like, a bad history with work, but just kind of, like,
just
not,
like, yeah,
like, long periods of time where I worked. Like, it was just a few months at a time, and I had to, like, leave and stuff because of health issues and things like that. So
yeah, you know, you might be able to reapply to it at Chipotle now.
No, I don't want to work it.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, fine. Live your life, Abby. It's fine.
Well, I mean, I'd rather, I don't know. I like my work
for
right
good.
Now.
That's
yeah,
good.
Unless it's like somewhere else that's like a different coffee shop.
Yeah.
But cool. Anyway, so yeah, but they were like they were so funny. They were just like, so like, what would you say if a customer said this to you? And
oh
I'm like. Like, it was questions you don't normally, like, get asked in an interview, you know? And
yeah.
It's like,
that's really interesting, actually. Like, they kind of, like, throw, like, a scenario at you. That makes sense,
yeah,
though.
Like, they actually, I can't think of one, but it's, like, stuff like, I don't know. Like, you know, like, for instance, like, with you, like, if, like, you know, you, like, maybe, like, someone accidentally, messes up their online order and they come back and they're fuming. You weren't fuming or anything, but I'm just saying, like, what if
yeah.
they come back and they're fuming? Like, how would you handle that?
Yeah.
Like, they asked me questions like that, and I'm like, that could have been the reason why I didn't really get the job, because I wasn't prepared to answer questions like that. Like,
yeah.
You know, I wasn't like, I couldn't just fire off exactly what they wanted to hear, you know?
Yeah, and I wasn't even, like...
Without thinking about it.
I was just talking to one of the crew members. It wasn't even a manager. And she was like, oh, yeah, we'll cover that. Like, she didn't even have to, like, get her manager or anything like that. Like, she knew how to handle it, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You kind of learn more the more you work and the more you do interviews, you learn, you know, more.
Definitely.
I keep learning more and more about, like, you know, the kind of industry that you're in and stuff. And
yeah, and I've only mostly worked in like tech type of fields, but like I've done like support stuff where like you're interfacing with people all the time, you know, lots of different types of people, and that's a whole nother like conversation and story. But like but yeah, I have a lot of respect for people who work like retail and food services and things like that, because I don't know if I have, I mean, maybe, but like with the sort of career choices I'm making, I wouldn't ever really be, I wouldn't ever take a job like that, because mine would be more like a low level, like support if I were to be low level, you know? So, and right now I work on like, networking and systems and stuff like that. So, but
see, like, I didn't even think I could like stay in it as long as I have before. And then now, like in the last few months, I've just gotten more, I mean, I've been there like, 8 or 8 months now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, actually almost 9 months now. At the beginning of September, it'll be 9 months. And it's just really funny because I'm like, I don't know. Like, there's still some days where I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. But, like, other days, I'm just kind of... it's like, I don't know. My coworker was really nice. I'm not just saying that. Like, my manager's really nice. And it's like, I don't know. It's like, sometimes, like, the regulars are really nice, too, you know, like, because we get a lot of regulars. And
yeah.
And they're like, it's just kind of cool having someone come up and be like, oh, you're wearing your usual? And they're like, yeah. And you know, already know their name to put in or anything. And like,
that's what happened at this Chipotle. I would walk up and they'd be like handing me my bowl. It was great.
Yeah, that's what we do sometimes. Like, we'll see someone come up and we're already getting their extra dry, tall cappuccino.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Like, we're already making it for them because we know they have to get to their jobs. And, yeah. You know,
see, stay, like, stay on their good side. Like, stay
yeah. on. Yeah. Like, well, like, the nicer we right. are, see, like, I mean, our manager said, like, the nicer we are, you know, like, the more, like
business
you know,
you'll get?
Like, business we get yeah. and the more, like, tips we even get, too. And I hate to say that because I don't want to be like, oh, I'm only working for the tips and the money and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm not just doing it for that. But at the same time, we do need money, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's a very realistic thing, you know? So, it's, like, I don't know. I feel like I do well with being nice to the customers.
Yeah.
Better than some of my other coworkers. Yeah. And it's just kind of cool because it's like, I feel like.
Well, it pays off.
It pays off. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. It's just a way, like, I see, like, the results of it, you know? It's just kind of cool.
Yeah. Sick. Yeah. All right. Sick. Well.
Anyway.
Well, do you want to wrap up with, Mad Lib or this or that or whatever you want to do first or either or whatever, yeah, live your life.
Why don't we just do a Mad Lib because I don't have this or that prepared.
Okay.
So this Mad Lib, I've been trying to do like kind of sort of, I was gonna say something else, but I shouldn't say that.
Okay.
partially themed, Mad Libs. They're only on the third episode, though, so we'll see what happens. But,
this is a family-friendly show.
Yes. Yes. But the thing is that pretty soon, see, my brother and I, our birthdays are pretty close together.
Uh-huh.
And so his girlfriend's birthday happens to be on the same day as his birthday.
True love.
Yes, very. But... Well, different years, though, so...
Yeah, she's younger than me, but we were born on the same day.
Yeah, and then our dad's birthday also happens to be in the same month as well. Well, anyway, so I have a Mad Lib called The Best Birthday Ever.
Oh, this is perfect. Yeah, because your birthday's literally, like, in a week from when we're recording. Okay,
it's
like less than
a
week.
It's, like, in six days,
all right.
David.
All right, oh,
let's be real. Let's be real. All
right, whatever, Abby. Go on.
Okay, anyway. Oh, shoot, wait, I gotta look at my phone.
Okay.
Don't you hate it when your fingers are sweaty and, like, your fingerprint won't work?
Yes.
Or, like, you, like, touch something wet and you try and unlock your phone.
Or, like, when you come out of the shower and you try to unlock your phone? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Full
you, like, touch
circle.
Something wet?
Full circle. Yep. Oh, my God. I think I say full circle, like, every podcast, but, like, we always somehow end up coming back to, like, the first thing we talked about.
Right?
I love it. Anyway, go on.
So, okay, you ready?
Yes. Oh, wait, I had to be ready. Oh, my God. Wait, I thought I was ready. I'm sorry, go on.
You thought you were ready, but you weren't. Okay, so I need a number.
7.
Okay.
I feel like you're judging me every time you say okay. Just like, oh, all right, that's an acceptable answer.
No, I just, it's like more of like I'm just like thinking, like, what's the next thing I'm going to say?
I know, I'm kidding.
I know, yeah. And an adjective.
Dirty. Oh, wait, is that bad?
We'll find out.
Okay. I mean dirty as in like it's, you know, in the family friendly sense.
Whatever you say, David.
All right. Anyway.
Okay. Adjective. There's actually like 4 adjectives in a row.
Oh,
so
goodness.
Just
okay.
Think of adjectives.
Or
just 3 more.
Sure.
Rather.
I'm like looking around the room for inspiration. Old.
Might need to sharpen this pencil. So, like, this Mad Lib, it's a black background and it's white letters, so I'm writing on it with a white colored pencil.
Nice.
And, yeah. It's awkward. Because you got another adjective?
Heavy. That's an adjective, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did good in school.
Good. Okay, and one more adjective right now.
Silly.
I feel like you use that at least once every time.
I was actually just thinking about that. I think I've used the word silly before.
Okay.
I should like look up like adjectives. That might help actually.
That's cheating.
All right, fine. I'm sorry. Goodness.
noun. I have one.
Oh, okay. Go on.
I'm not reading it, so I don't like.
Yeah.
I just saw this word, exercise.
Okay.
Okay. So think of a noun.
Music.
Okay. Adjective.
Brave.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why.
And verb ending in ing.
Oh no, I shouldn't say that.
Oh my.
It wasn't that bad.
Moving.
Okay, moving. Sure. Oh, now I'm getting hungry. Interesting. Well, I'm sorry. I say that because before we started, I was saying how I wasn't hungry, and I was having dinner later with friends, and now I'm all of a sudden I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that works.
Yeah, but now I'm not eating for another like 2.5 hours. Crap.
Oh.
I can probably have a snack after we're done.
I'm glad we talked about this.
Me too.
Okay, so noun.
Warrior.
Okay. Person in room, male.
Why do we always get these?
Let's pick a random male name.
Okay. George.
Or someone that we know.
George.
Is that someone that we know?
No.
I don't know anyone named George.
I don't know anyone named George
either. I literally don't. I really don't.
Actually, I did know George. I don't want to talk about him.
We don't have to. No one asked you to. Jorge instead of George.
That's fine.
Wait, we don't know Jorge, though.
That's also... Well, we don't know George either. I don't know what to tell you, Abby.
Okay. Plural noun. We actually need 2 plural nouns.
Okay.
Can't say plural. Oh, I just said it.
You did. I'm so proud of you.
Before I didn't. I feel like I have speech problems.
It's funny, like, when you do something like this and you're, like, more aware of how you're speaking, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see. Chips.
Okay, and then another one.
Oh, man, I want some chips. Breadsticks.
And some salsa with that?
Yeah.
Ooh. I went to chips, not the breadsticks.
Well, that might not be so bad.
Ew.
I don't know.
I wonder what kind of breadsticks they are.
Olive Garden breadsticks.
Wait, breadsticks? That's like a... No.
Well, these are foods. Does that not work?
Everything works. But I mean, like... I don't think I can fit breadsticks in this little tiny spot.
Right, bee sticks. I don't know.
Bee sticks?
I don't know.
That's funny. I actually think of, like, people who say, like, bay or bee.
Oh, my God.
Like, bee sticks? My bee sticks?
My bay sticks.
My bay sticks.
Basic? Now we're just saying basic.
No, I said bee sticks.
I know, but now we're just... It sounds like we're saying basic.
My basics.
We're very relatable, guys.
Oh, my gosh. I have to say something.
Go on.
So, like, the other day at work, this, like, lady comes up. She's like, yeah, can I have a large caramel frappuccino or whatever? And she's like, yeah, a very basic white drink. And she's like, you know, I'm not, you know, she's white, you know, obviously. And, like, you know, and she doesn't look that, you know.
White.
I don't know, but it was so funny because she was like, yeah, your basic white drink. And I was like, okay.
All right.
She's just being sassy, and it was really funny. Okay, so adverb.
Adverb. I know, like, adverbs tend to end in L-Y.
Yeah.
How
about daily?
Okay.
Okay. And a number?
672.
Okay. And adjective?
I was going to say intelligent. How about, like, smart? Just to make it shorter.
And verb ending in ing?
Praying.
And a place?
So,
like, it goes, like... Well, it has, like, the in parentheses in front of it, and then it's, like, a place.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. The mountain.
Okay. Okay, and one last thing, a verb.
All right, that's my moment.
It's your moment. Gosh, for some reason, the Seventh Heaven theme song is stuck in my head.
That is a really random thing to be stuck in your head.
Because you said 7 at first.
Oh.
And that's why it started to get stuck in my head.
That's, wow.
Seventh Heaven.
Oh my gosh. driving. Wait, does it have to end in ing? Does it matter?
It's not supposed to, I don't think.
Oh, okay. I could think of something else.
You should drive.
Okay. Does that work?
I think so. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
I am ready.
Okay. The best birthday ever. The day I turned 7 years old was the best birthday of my dirty life.
Whoops.
What does that have to mean, that? All of my old friends and family came to my happy party. Okay, well, I got all kinds of silly presents from a music that can exercise at the touch of a brave button to a morning toy warrior.
Uh-huh.
That's a long sentence.
Yeah.
Then my wacky uncle, Jorge, entertained us.
Good old Uncle Jorge.
Yeah, Uncle Jorge. Then my wacky Uncle Jorge entertained us by juggling chips and making breadsticks.
Beatsticks.
out of balloons. It was so daily funny.
Daily.
I can't wait until I turn 672 years old.
Same.
This year, for the smart party, we're going to go praying at the mountain. I can hardly drive.
Wow, that fit really well.
Yeah, that you did.
On the mountain. I can hardly drive.
Yeah, I'm so hungover from praying.
Oh my gosh.
I might write this out.
When you're too spiritual on the mountain.
When you're too high on God.
Bravo. Oh my gosh.
That was good.
That was good. That was really good.
Well, happy almost birthday.
Happy almost birthday to you. I mean, yours is really soon, so.
Oh yeah, mine's really soon.
Yeah, yours will
Mine's 19 days before yours.
Yeah, so.
I'm not counting or anything. I'm just.
But it's really easy math, actually.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, I guess we're done. We did it. Cool. Dope. Sick. Yeah. All right.
Dope. Sick.
I don't know.
Solid.
Solid. It's lit. Whoops. Yep. Uh huh. Okay. Anyway.
All right. We're done with that now.
What do the kids say nowadays? I don't know.
Dave, go eat something.
I know. I'm hungry. Goodness. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. I almost said watching. I always almost say watching. Thank you guys for listening with your ears.
Yes. Use your listening ears.
Oh my gosh. Now we're like a grade school teacher. Thank you guys for listening. You can follow our show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It is LNLDA show, LNL the show. And you can follow me at It's Davey3, ITSDAVIE3, Twitter, Instagram, and Abigail, where can they find you?
Twitter, Instagram, at Abigail N. Griffin, mm-hmm. ABIGAILN, as in Naomi, Griffin, GRIFFIN.
Yes. And those will be linked in the description, depending on where you're watching it. It should be there. So.
We probably don't really need to spell them out, but.
I don't know. Yeah. And you can go and find the stuff on our, on the podcast site and stuff like that, too. So. But yeah.
Yes.
For now, we are done.
Yes, we are done.
We did it. Woo!
Well, have a great rest of your,
Yes. Whatever it is at the moment.
Whatever it is that's happening right now. I don't know if it's the rest of your week or if it's the end of your week. I don't know.
Let's just encompass all the things that could be happening right now. You just have a good one of that, okay?
Have a good one of that.
Cool.
And do it well.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I probably should have told the cheesecake story on the podcast, because that actually was really funny. But yeah
that's
we have
okay.
Other things to talk about, so whatever,
fine,
we're fighting. Wait, what did I do?
What is that?
See, there you go. There's our tagline.
Wait, what? Wait, everyone. All right.